I'm joined now by head coach for the Buffaloes, Coach Brian Hill. And, Coach, coming off your first win on the season last week on the road down at Woodward, third straight year that you beat the Boomers. Now you got to take on a conference foe in the Great Bend Panthers. Let's talk about that win down there last week. Obviously not one of the most artistic wins, but yet it was effective. Talk about how your guys come off of that win and what you've been doing this week to kind of prepare yourself better for this game.
Well, I think we tried to build on the confidence that we gained from last week. And honestly, we've had probably our best week of practice all season long this week. And I think it comes from the confidence level that has been raised and the awareness level, really, of the difference between when you do things properly, play your technique properly, and play with great effort compared to what we did in week one, which was just the opposite. So I think that, you know, learning that, watching film, they've applied it even to practice, which we haven't necessarily always done with great effort in the last couple weeks. So I'm very excited to see if that can translate over to tonight.
Certainly hope so. Something that you mentioned this last Monday on the Buffalo Stampede show, as we talked about the number of penalties that you had in that game, and certainly more than you wanted to see, anybody wanted to see, it wasn't so much discipline as it was confidence. Have you seen that change?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think that just comes with, you know, the more awareness of where you're supposed to be, and being confident that you're, you know, on the every play you're about to perform your duty. And you know, I think that we're getting there. You know, it's hard. You know, we don't have penalties necessarily at practice. Every once in a while, a kid will jump off sides. But, you know, those are things that I think are just natures of, you know, the crowd and, you know, the situation. And our kids just hadn't been used to playing in front of that many people. And, you know, we got to get that ready to go because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people here tonight.
Absolutely. Always is for a Western Athletic Conference game. And when the Buffaloes and the Panthers get together, you know, Coach Bo Black extremely well. He always has talent there and comes up with something. He's got a fairly young group too as well. He's got some seniors sprinkled throughout and a junior quarterback that Bryce Beck. Of course, they're going to kind of mix it up a little bit with he and Matt Marshall as well. Matt Marshall, a very good basketball player as well, a solid kind of built quarterback. And they're going to split some time. But talk about your matchup tonight.
Well, you know, Bo's always going to have a team that is well coached. They're going to play extremely hard. And, you know, this is one of those matchups that I told the kids on Monday that, you know, probably talent-wise we match up with. It's a dead wash between the talent on both sides. And so really tonight's game is going to come down to who plays with greater heart and discipline and who will be the most physical team out here.
And, you know, you look at some of what they have done on the year to this stage. They're 2-0, and, of course, they're beating Hoisington 14-6 and Ulysses 28-20. And in visiting with their broadcaster this past week, talking about that they almost gave that game away at Ulysses. But nevertheless, they are 2-0 and obviously have some confidence about that. Talk about those wins and how important they are for them.
Well, I think that, you know, you can see definitely a difference on film from week one to week two. They corrected a lot of mistakes and things that they did against Hoisington and did a good job, that, you know, like you said, against Ulysses. And you know, I think that, you know, that's how Garden Great Bend games have been, is whoever wins the game made the play when it was needed. You know, there's one or two plays throughout a four-quarter game that one side makes, and that usually ends up being the difference in the game. And, you know, last year it was the fourth down play for us and then the touchdown pass that they threw. You know, those two things right there were really the difference in the game last year. So, you know, we got to be ready to make the play when it counts. You know, it's what we've been preaching, you know, to the kids all week. And when that time comes, we got to be ready to rise to the occasion and make that play.
You know, Coach, you talked all preseason and in these first two ball games about the fact that this is a team that has lacked experience, but yet the confidence factor has not been there. How big would this be for these kids on this season to get a win here tonight?
Well, I think especially with the way that we've practiced, that's, you know, as a coach, this is the biggest, you know, thing that you preach. How you play is how you practice. And, you know, I really do hope that because we've had three great days of practice that, you know, we can come out here and perform. And I think more than anything, that will show them that what you do Monday through Thursday means as much as what you do on Friday night. So I'm excited about tonight, ready to get going. And I know the kids are as well.